was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:05 on, February the 21st, right here in the studios of KCNR, 1460. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and we fixed that pesky little scrolling thing that I liked, but nobody else liked, so I gave up what I wanted, what I thought was right, and gave it all back up to our chat pack people, because they said it was easier the other way if you just scrolls on down. So, it's back, it's been back. Good morning. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Doing well, noticing that it's getting lighter and lighter as I make my way to work in the morning.
Yeah, well, maybe you've finally seen the light. You've been here long enough. And speaking about somebody that has seen the light and spreads it all throughout the North State, Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trish. It's Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Are you fired up?
I am.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. I mean, I know you've already been talking about some things, and then we were talking about some other things that's happened lately around here. Today we got something like the honor flights coming in with talking about taking the veterans back in the training program. They're going to be in for a little bit, and then we got a buddy that's John Stadelli, who's got all types of opinions about things in the North State and the world.
And you know, Shasta County is just a great place to be, and the change of season. We've had a little rain. There's a lot of entertaining stuff and good things going on in Shasta County, and it's just a great place to live and a great place to be
On an early Thursday morning. Well, it's not too bad. It's 7. I mean, it could be 5.
Well, trust me, that's early.
Well, you know, so what if we go back, so we start at 6, go 6 to... No, we just lose you right away.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd lose me, Trish.
I'd have to spend the night. I mean, that's the only way I'd be here at 6 o'clock. At
Parsons Elementary School today at 9 o'clock, there's going to be a salute to veterans. Patriot Guard Riders are going to be down there with a flag line. They put this on every year to say thank you to veterans, and it is just a beautiful, beautiful event. So if you can get a chance, go on down there.
And wonderful education for the children to have that all explained, to let them know about the military and what they're doing and how we do owe them a debt of gratitude.
Okay, well, let's start off as we always do Monday through Friday with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Josh Wiley. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, we've had a bit of a sell-off this morning in the markets. Currently, the Dow's down 60 points at 13,865, while the Nasdaq's down 25 at 3,139, and the S&P 500's down 10 at 1,501. Oil's down $1.95 at $94.46 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.16%. Gold's down $5 at $1,573, while silver's up 3 cents at $28.66 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's down a quarter at $44.67, Coca-Cola's down 19 cents at $37.54, and Caterpillar's down $1.35 at $91.86. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the best in advice about what to do with your investments, or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. Okay, weather today. Do we have weather today?
We have weather today.
Are you sure?
It's 37 degrees as we speak. Areas of frost before 10 a.m. this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 61. North wind 7 to 9 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 40. Could it be nice the rest of the week? Possibly some more rain tomorrow.
There you go. All right.
And the weather's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards.
And what's happening tonight?
Tonight is Thursday, and it's pizza night at Anselmo's, along with a lot of other dishes and just great ambiance.
That's right. They had, I tell you what, we were out there for Valentine's Day, and so impressive. So impressive out there for them.
It's a wonderful place, and great wine.
And they've got, brand new buildings they're putting up out there.
Yes, they are.
Injunctions or no injunctions.
And God,
I don't need no stinking injunctions.
And the chapel, I just have to say, you know, it's a private chapel, but to the idea of there being anything at all whatsoever wrong with that absolutely holy place boggles the mind.
And it's not like it's even on Williamson Act property because
because there is no Williamson Act property under discussion. Yeah,
because the county didn't put in the final paper.
They didn't do their the county didn't file the paperwork. Yeah, but
well, you know, we expected Anselmo. I'm sure they're going to blame this on Anselmo somehow.
No, it was all in our hands. Everybody signed it, including, interestingly enough, including me as chairman of the board.
I think we should hold you responsible.
So. I didn't go to Sacramento and file that darn paperwork. Darn me.
Darn you. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. We got a lot of things to talk about. You know what? What do you think about this? One of our local high school basketball teams scored, it beat another team 91-21. At what point do you put at what point do you put the cheerleaders in? Okay? We'll be right back. Carl by Trish Clark. She will never let your spirits
down once you get her off the street. Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass fin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prizes, houseboat giveaways, splashdown competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL CBS 12 and KMBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
You know what? This is, Thursday. Linda showed us tonight on the spot with Linda Bott, and she's got a bunch of people lined up for that and some giveaway stuff. And it's going to be a good time. We'll be had by all. How are you doing? I haven't seen you in about a week.
I've been, you know, busy. There's a lot going on in the South County, and actually I've been ready. This is only February, and I'm actually going to get my taxes done today. That's just unheard of for me because I'm kind of usually around the 1st of April, closer to April
14th. Do you owe money? Do you usually owe money?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's
so
why.
I won't be.
See, if the government owes you money like they do me, then I do those right away. Pew, they're gone.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't usually do that until April, but I'm actually doing it, now and then, but I probably won't file it until closer to the actual timeline. But I've been getting my motorhome ready. I'm getting antsy. I need to go someplace, so.
You got to give us plenty of time.
Absolutely.
Try and replace.
Absolutely. I'm going to work around Thursday.
Okay, that's great. That's good.
For a few short trips.
You know what? Here's a Liberty Christian. Okay, here's a Christian school. You know, the teachings of Jesus is what? Merciful and all that kind of stuff. Just slammed Esparto 91-21. And I guess, they went on a 32-0 run. And the coach says, takes all of his starters out. And still, 91-20. And they kept a continuous clock. They didn't stop everything at the end. And he said, I'm not going to score 100 points. So I can imagine he's telling those guys to run in circles. Or, I don't know, they could have put, it looks like the cheerleaders into play the last quarter. But 91-21.
That's a slaughter. You know, last time I was on the show, we had Chief Paletti in here and he was talking about, the new police station and that they had made that a priority. And that they were going to be moving ahead on that. So I was a little confused when I heard this morning on the news that now they're going to start looking at the conditions, working conditions, and perhaps have some kind of actions from the unions about the conditions, working conditions at the police department.
Well, yeah, I saw that. I mean, for years we've been talking about bad shape, and everybody knows
it.
The drinking fountains catching on fire, the sewage backing up. It's horrible.
It was a pit when the city council was meeting there in the 80s.
So, okay, they finally, a week ago said, okay, this is our number two priority. We've got the money. We're going to build the police station. They've got the design, the whole thing. Well, now the unions are coming in. I shouldn't say the unions. Well, yeah, it is the union. Reading Police union officials, and they're arranging an independent inspection of the aging station. It says here, they've retained two law firms to look into health and safety concerns.
But that's my point there, Carl. I mean, when do we stop wasting the taxpayers' money to deal with issues that are, I'm not saying irrelevant. These are issues. They absolutely are issues and should have been dealt with years before. But if we're going to make a change, why go back and spend a lot of money on specialists and attorneys and spend the taxpayers' money? Why don't we spend that money on building them a new police station to put them in a different environment?
Well, that's the whole plan, but probably this is my fault.
Okay.
Because for the last few times I've said things like, you can't keep prisoners in there. And I mean, aren't there health issues for the officers? I mean, they're drinking leaded water and all this. And everybody goes, well, yeah. And now I see is that, oh gee, the things I was talking about.
Okay. So Carl, we're going to have to start
putting a muzzle on me here.
Have Bob closer to the delay button, not only on bad words, but on bad thoughts.
Well, the thing is that the people they retained, to be their law firm are all personal injury. So does that tell you what you're looking at?
We're looking at some big bucks and some disabled retirements and some pain and suffering and a lot of taxpayer money that could be spent to give these police officers and employees better working conditions.
Well, which they absolutely deserve. They've got enough on their plate with that. But
absolutely.
State occupational safety complaints were lodged in 2011, which triggered a visit from inspectors from the OSHA. And last year, the city submitted photos, blah, blah, blah. No violations were found. Now, frankly, I don't understand that. So, what are you just playing with this here? Here's the thing is that they're going to move it. It's not going to be built to 2014. So I'm sure that part of this is, that you know, better keep this up front on your plate or we will go forward. Or there could just be is that, hey, you've got us living in conditions that are unsafe and we want, and you're going to be punished for that.
Yeah. Taxpayer money. I at every level from the cities right up through federal government, I really wish that we could concentrate on doing the things that we need to do for the people as government and then back off and not spend money doing things that we don't necessarily do. We can't be mother and father to the world.
No, we can't. All right, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about resource management. We talked a little bit about it the other day, but you know, you've come in with a completely different perspective. So I'd like you to take the lead on this conversation about when one of our supervisors, Les Boss, says no problems anymore because we moved Rick Simon into it.
Yeah.
And I think Rick's been on the show, but I'd like him to come back on the show now so he's the head and say, you know, tell us what his viewpoint is on helping the community and to kind of you know, smooth the waters or calm the waters. But we'll be right back after these messages. Trish Clark and myself, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It is 7:25 in the morning on February the 21st. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town here at Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brewing. You're treated very well there. Joe and Shelley have established a quality store for the people of Reading and the North State. You can't say more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Boom, your turn.
Well, you know, we read yesterday in the newspaper, actually they had an article trying to connect Integrity Project totally with Reverge and Selmo, and I'm not sure exactly where they were going because they never made the tie. And it's irrelevant because this group, Integrity Project, is put together to try to address the ongoing numerous instances in Shasta County where you try to start a business and you have nothing but problems from the Resource Development Department. Now, according to Supervisor Baugh, District 5 Supervisor, they've made one change. They've moved a guy up that was under the control of Russ Moll before, does business just kind of like Russ Moll. In fact, was responsible for the veterinarian issue.
Dr. Jim Powers.
That cost a bunch of money. But now that he's in control, hey, we don't need this Integrity Project group because the whole thing is moot. Everything's solved. Everything's great. It's a new day in Shasta County, and there are no problems with businesses and or getting permits. So I'm assuming if that line of thought follows, that the offer to settle is on its way to Mr. Anselmo. We're going to wipe this out and move forward. Is that the deal?
I don't think so.
Oh. But it's all solved. It's all taken care of. It's good.
My question is this, Les. Is if it was Russ Moll that was the whole problem, and you knew it, why didn't you replace him?
Exactly. If that's all it took, why put this county through what we've been through?
If Russ Moll was the whole problem and everybody knew it, according to like kind of what you wrote there, or you know, and frankly, it may not have been exactly what you said because it wasn't a record searchlight.
Exactly.
But if it was that, then why wasn't he replaced 5 years ago?
Maybe Supervisor Baugh could come on the radio station with you and talk about how this is all solved, and maybe Mr. Rick Simon could come on.
I really want Rick to come on because you know what? This is the way I would handle this. Rick Simon is a new day. The page has been turned. Whatever the resource management department is Rick Simon's now. He could take it and reach out to the community. He could do so many things, which he said, I think he used the word bit. We have to be a bit more, you know, community, you know, user friendly. But frankly, I think Rick's got a chance here to be a hero in looking at people who are in the construction trades, people who are just trying to get permits, all that stuff. He could be a hero here by actually telling his people, okay, we are really going to go that extra effort, and which maybe many of them have done before, but totally. But yeah, you're right. And I'll give Rick a call today to see if we can get him on.
And let's hear his plan.
I want him to be a success.
I absolutely would. There's nothing that I would like better than for the Resource Development Department to adopt an attitude when people walk in their door is, how can we help you be successful? How can we make this happen? Certainly there are rules and regulations. You know, that was, I said, and I was a county supervisor for 16 years. And I remember that when I had a problem, I was always glad if it was with the Public Works Department. And I'll tell you why. Because when I would call over there and talk to the people in the Public Works Department, their attitude was, how can we solve this problem? How can we live within the rules and regulations we have to abide by and yet solve this problem for this community or this person? That was not the attitude you got then or you get now from resource development. The answer is no, you can't get there from here, and how can we make your life difficult?
Well,
needs to change.
We got just like about a minute left. I have been helped by so many county, mainly it's the people that have to do with anything that has to do with money and tax and, you know, and fees and all this thing. They have been over backwards to explain things to me. Literally I've gone in and asked the same question as I'm standing there. So what about this? They say you have to go next door. I go, well, what about this? You really have to go next door. But they're so nice about it. And I finally got, I have to go next door, right? They go, yeah. So,
you know,
so helpful. So see, the people are willing to help.
They are public servants.
And they need
to understand, they work for, including right up to that board of supervisors and the CEO, they all work for the people.
And we are the people. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio. We all are the people. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network stocks are extending yesterday's losses as a disappointing jobs report takes a toll on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 74 points. Meanwhile, WellPoint is raising its quarterly dividend 30% despite uncertainty as the government continues to implement the overhaul of the healthcare system. Shareholders can now expect a cash payout of 37.5 cents a share. Earlier this month, the health insurer announced hospital executive Joseph Swedish will become its new chief executive on March 25th, replacing interim CEO John Cannon. And the Federal Trade Commission is warning of a new type of cramming, unauthorized fees that are now showing up as charges on credit card statements. One big culprit, Ideal Financial Solutions. The FTC complaint says the company hit tens of thousands of Americans with fake fees for vague financial services. In total, consumers were billed more than $24 million without their consent. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Hey, pick out your least favorite room in your house and turn it into your favorite room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the fastest, easiest, most economical way to give any room that model home look in about 20 minutes by yourself. Get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states, plus expert installers if you need one. Blinds.com for prices that absolutely crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at ReadingCivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to ReadingCivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation of elimination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and music is the smoothest with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back, KCNR 1460. Trish Clark is here with me today. It's Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Had a big night last night, huh?
No.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Installations, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. I tell you what, Alliance Heating and Air, they do great work, great people. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Look at their website, homecomfort.org. All we were talking about was the all these different social media, as you know, things that, you know, we talk about, okay, here's Facebook. And Bob was talking about, well, I had to defriend three or four people. Then you talk about, well, you have somebody that says wants to be your friend that you don't know. Well, you look who their friends are. And if it's usually Linda, I'll go, okay, you know, well, Linda has done the same thing because one of her friends. Well, I mean, if you track it back, and then the next photo you get from the person is one in a bikini saying, join me in Thailand. So, you know, so, okay, you're not really my friend then, are you? Anyway, but
Facebook is very interesting. And you know, every time I think, it's a really good way to keep in touch with some people who, you know, are not around, you know, old schoolmates or stuff like that. But it's also, there's a lot of downsides to that. And every time I turn around, I'm getting something like from Kim Komando or something else.
All of a sudden I'm getting stuff. That's
really bad. And they're saying, oh, don't do Facebook because, and they tell me four or five reasons why I don't want to have any part of it. And then you, as you indicate, and you know, then when you defriend somebody, then they know that you defriended them and then they get all, it's very complicated. I shouldn't have ever gotten involved.
Three people defriended you. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think if my life changed. As long as one wasn't Linda, I think I'm okay.
Okay, yeah.
I'm okay. You know, she says she's still my friend, so.
Well, there you go. It's complicated media.
You know, we need to have someone on one day to talk social. I know that, Bob, you do it a lot on your Boomer Tech on Sunday, but we need to talk about this. You know, because now we get to the point, because I am getting those things, oh, this is the bad things that can happen with Facebook and LinkedIn and all these. I mean, I don't even know what some of these groups are. One of them is, what, you know, Flickr or, you know.
And how did you get all of those friends? I have friends.
I have no friends.
Well, I have a ton of friends, but I don't even know who they are.
Well, you know what? One finally
wrote
to me.
Here is this
blonde girl from Australia that wants to be my friend. So I just wrote
back on
the message. Yeah. I wrote back on the message. You know, I just messaged her back, said, do you know me? And that's all I asked. You know, and I sent it. I never got a response, so I didn't have to worry about it. But, you know, I think what I may start doing when that happens is, do you know me? Do you know me? Now, on the other hand, we know somebody that just said, you know, I put down Patriot on Facebook. He picked up 1,700 friends in 1 week. Because Patriot, and what was the other thing? Patriot,
Second Amendment supporter.
Second Amendment, and they just poured in. Exactly. And so he says, now how can I use this somehow in, you know, in advertising on my company? But these are, like, worldwide, national, but in 1 week, 1,700 new friends.
You know, there's so many different ways to interact on that whole system, and I try, I've got it now to where I only actually get the email from maybe three or four of my friends that I really want to know what they're doing. Uh-huh. But then when they come up with something, say a Second Amendment saying or poster or something, you go in and you like it, and then you share it, and then all of a sudden, boy, within a very short time, your whole box fills up with a ton of people who have gone in and shared that and liked it. And I think sometimes that the technology is ahead of what I know, and I ought to just back off and look from afar.
Oh. Well, yeah, because it's too much media. Okay, but we're going to have on Thursday when you're here, we'll do a social media show.
Okay.
You know what? Our guests who are sitting here so patient, Tom and Debbie Johnson. No matter what you might have read or heard, it's Tom and Debbie Johnson. Now, I've only known them. How long have I known y'all?
Quite a while.
So I write yesterday in the, I write in the, I write in Facebook yesterday, my guests are going to be Tom and Debbie Allen. So, you know what? I'm sorry. My sister got introduced by the wrong name. So just live with me. All right. CRS, all this other stuff. Okay. After all that, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back because you're here. Tell us, first of all, Honor Flight. That's what you're here for. Talk to us about that.
Honor Flight Northern California takes World War II veterans to Washington, D.C. for free. We've been doing it since 2009, And we've done 14 trips, I think, or the next one will be 14.
14 trips, and these are World War II veterans from the not just the North State area, but other parts of California.
All of Northern California.
Correct. All of Northern California. Except for the coast over at Humboldt.
Okay. And what you do is you take volunteers to help you because a lot of times our veterans at that age need assistance.
Absolutely. And so we're having a few trainings, and we'll talk about that after you get your...
Soon as we sell some,
the bills paid.
Soon as we sell some soap, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. We've KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Crown Motors presents the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. It's acres of fun and entertainment for the whole family, featuring the latest in sport and recreation accessories, displays, demonstrations, and once-a-year-only show prices. Boats, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping and RV accessories, plus kids' trout fishing pond, bass bin fishing demos, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, and the Northwest Big Game Taxidermy, featuring big game animal mounts. Hunters, bring in your horns to be officially scored at Northwest Display in Trinity Hall. Hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaways, splash dog competition, backcountry horsemen, Gunner the Clydesdale, and much more. There's something for everyone. March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the 27th Annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Sponsored in part by KHSL, CBS 12, and KNBN NBC 24, North Valley Bank, Coors Light, and this radio station.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. It is 7:43 in the morning. It's 41 degrees out there. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And I'm sorry we switched off of Facebook. We might come back into that again. Maybe not. But we will at some point have a social media show, so continue to listen in there. Saturday. National Resistance Day, Day of Resistance, supporting the Second Amendment. I'm not sure where that's at. Somebody calling in yesterday. You can follow that one up there, Bad Bob. All right, our guest, Tom and Debbie Johnson. Honor Flight, Northern California. Now, this is an organization that takes World War II veterans from Northern California and takes them back to Washington, D.C., and shows them the World War II Memorial. Now, let me tell you why this is special to me. I was, you know, my mother gave like a $10 donation. She was a World War II veteran.
to that memorial. And when did the memorial open up?
2004.
We got her up there probably within a year of it opening up. My dad never was able to see it. And then she passed away. This is so important to be able to see, that this memorial is absolutely, it's stupendous. And I'm not talking about 8 stories high or anything like that. It is just so moving. So tell us how you do this. How do you take the veterans back?
Who wants to start?
How we take them back?
How do we get
I'll give
veterans?
You a quick scenario of our weekend. We usually fly out of San Francisco. So we have all the veterans. Deb's already made the phone calls and made all the arrangements. Those people all meet us in San Francisco.
Now, do you take a busload down or no?
Sometimes we do. It depends on
everybody comes.
Because they're coming from all over California or all over Northern California. Okay. That's where they meet us. That's where we pick them up. And we take them from there. We fly them back to Washington, D.C., usually on a Friday. And we go to the Holiday Inn. Nice hotel right there at Dulles Airport. And, we have a big banquet that first night and everybody gets acquainted. And we have an advantage because we are making it a 3-day trip. We have the next day, Saturday, we have all day. We leave early in the morning from the hotel and we don't get back till late at night.
Okay. So you have a bus.
How many people are we talking?
Well, right now we take 50 at a time.
But you also need assistance with this. And this is one of the things we're talking about today specifically.
Right.
Is because you have 50 elderly.
Well, we have a group of, total group of 50. So
total
within the 50,
okay.
There's probably 30 to 35 World War II veterans.
Okay.
And the rest are what we lovingly call guardians.
Okay. Now these guardians go through a training period, which is, you've got one of those coming up, in fact, this weekend.
Yes, we do. Correct? Saturday at 1 o'clock over at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. And, this is to make sure that, safety is carried out. That's our priority. Like you mentioned, their age, is an issue. There's a lot of different health conditions and it's just a matter of all eyes on board so that we don't miss,
anybody being, at that age,
because
they're in their mid to late 80s, probably at the best.
Late 80s,
most of, 80s in to early 100.
90s. Yeah, well, that's, at the earliest I can think is mid 80s. The training is going to go this weekend. You have the 35, you have the 50. You fly, is the flight donated? Is this funds raised nationally?
That's what I do. I raise funds.
All right.
And, I spend usually all winter, raising funds. And we have been lucky enough that we've raised enough funds to do 2 or 3, sometimes 4 flights a year, every year.
Now the Guardians pay for their flight, is that right?
They make a donation.
Yeah.
They make a donation. They don't pay, but they pay, they donate.
We ask $400.
$400, and that's round trip.
That's for everything.
That's for everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, so. And the problem is, what I understand, is so many veterans, so little time.
Correct.
That's it. We're under the gun. We go through a list. Deb goes through a list, and the list is sometimes 2 years old. It's getting shorter. Because we've been able to do more flights, so we're going through our list a little faster. But last year it was really bad. We'd go through 300 names to get 30, and many of them have died on us. And that's the heartbreaking thing of this whole.
Debbie's sitting here with her Kleenex. This has gotten to be so personal to you.
Oh, absolutely.
So because somebody that wants to go. And then you couldn't take them on this flight, may not be around for the next flight.
Correct. We have what's called a TLC, which is their last chance. And we've had a couple of calls on those folks this year. One veteran had brain cancer and he just passed away, but his children still want to be guardians. We have a Vietnam veteran. See, if there's a condition where your life is ending, it doesn't matter what era you're from. If you have 6 months left to live, they will get you to your monument and your memorial.
And the Vietnam.
And Vietnam, whatever war. Area you are.
Right. And
if, that is so. That, if, that is, if we can't
do it,
that.
If yeah. we can't do it on one of our flights.
That's when we contact
On
National.
Flight National has her TLC program, and they will contact this person and get him there as soon as possible.
You know, having visited that memorial just within the last couple of years, every World War II veteran needs to go
that.
Back there and see that, because it was such a hole in the whole system not to have that World War II memorial, and it is so incredibly, it's breathtaking. It puts you in awe. It takes your, yeah.
I pushed mom around in a wheelchair because she couldn't walk that well.
Right.
I know it brought back memories because that's where she met my dad, was on the troop ship coming back. What a story that was.
Yeah.
And, one of 12 women on the troop ship that's coming back from Europe. They were all, they were in a very guarded area up there on the ship, and dad was the officer of the day. And they met, and then 6 months later, were married.
Nice. Wow. We have a lot of lady veterans.
But there's a
lady
lot
World
of stories. Oh, yeah. So we've got to take a break here. When we come back, I want to give out your phone numbers and how can people volunteer to be a guardian, and which is also probably just gives so much to the person, too. I mean,
yes.
I mean, it, the idea is to, the purpose is to, so the World War II veterans can see it. I can't help but believe guardians get so much out of this. Receive so much.
They sure do.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. I think she's got some giveaways she's got coming up here.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center, or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio.
It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. It is a target-rich environment out there, but not today. Not when we're talking Honor Flight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down and visit our Crown Motors right here in Reading. You know they serve the whole North State. Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram. You know what? Ram trucks.
Great tracks.
Best in 2013.
That's what I got.
Yeah. Anyway, you've got neighbors down there making great deals for you. They've got every type of new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV that you would want. Their service department there at Reading Crown Motors are second to none. Take great pride in what they sell and how they maintain the vehicles. Go on down to, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 223-2177. It is not too late for you to head down to Parsons Elementary Veterans. They're having a big day down there at 9 o'clock. There's a Thank the Veterans Day. And I think you really, I could just, the children down there are just put on just a wonderful show down there. So that's at Parsons Elementary this morning. Our guest, Tom and Debbie Johnson. They're here from Honor Flight, Northern California. We've been talking about what the Honor Flight does. I think we need to do this on a regular basis just to remind people. But, you know, what,
and also, how can people get a hold of Debbie and to sign up for this class that's going on Saturday?
Our phone number here is 357-3380 in the 530 area. So that's the easiest way.
Can they just show up
at 1 o'clock at the Vets Hall on Yuba Street in Reading at 1 o'clock.
And you have a website, which is honorflightnorcal.org.
Correct.
And so you can go in and take a look that way, but go to Yuba Street.
Yes.
This weekend. What time does it start?
1 o'clock Saturday the 23rd. Guardians are essential. They're absolutely essential, not only to push wheelchairs, handle luggage. This is a working trip for guardians. It's, you know.
You've got to be able to push wheelchairs. You've got to be able to handle luggage. You've got to be able to do everything for somebody to be like your mother or father. You've got to be able to do that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a member of their family. This is a little family for 3 days. And you're going to be their eyes, their ears, and their legs for them a lot of the times. And you're going to help make this trip as important as it is for them. You're going to be the support for them.
And what an honor to be able to do that and help them experience this, be a part of that. Wow. And they can do that for $400. When's the trip?
There's one in April and one in May.
I think it's great, and Tom and Debbie Johnson, that being involved in this thing is, I mean, you do it out of love. I mean, you're not making money off this. I know you're not making money.
Actually, it's the other way around.
I know you put your own funds in this. So, what can I say except I would just like to thank you from the community side, if that's okay. Age limit for guardians. Yeah, that's a good question.
Teenagers under 18 can go as long as they get a permission from their parents.
Eagle Scouts. This might be something great for Eagle Scouts to do a community
thing where they go back. Several high school kids that were excellent guardians.
I bet they are, because if this is something they want to do, this could be almost like a mission.
And all veterans love children. You're going to see that at Parsons. You're going to see that mutual love today at Parsons. So when they have a young person, it really helps them spark and tell their stories even better.
Have you gone to the schools and given a presentation?
We have done some presentations around, not necessarily at the schools, but for different organizations and things.
I think you ought to go to the 2030 Club and give one, because they are very proactive in this community, and I know they've got, you know, some people that probably just love to jump into something like this.
Right.
Guardian
training we're doing on Saturday is open to everybody. Okay. If you have any inkling that you want to be one, come on down.
And that's at Yuba Street at the Veterans Hall there, and it starts at 1 p.m.
Correct.
Tom and Debbie Johnson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for what you do and being involved in this. This is very, very special to recognize our veterans in this way.
It is. Okay, when we come back, it'll be Trish and I
and maybe John Stadelli when he rolls in here. We'll be right back after the news, and we're going to be talking about those things that are going on at North State that really, that you want to talk about, that water cooler kind of talk. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It started as a rolling gun battle before dawn on the Vegas Strip.
We had two vehicles that were northbound on Las Vegas Boulevard engaged in a shooting.
Then Police Sergeant John Sheehan says a bullet killed one of the drivers and his Maserati smashed into cars. This man was there.
Next thing you know, you heard a big explosion, like a bigger car accident. Boom!
As a taxi went up in flames, killing the driver and a passenger, at least three others are injured. Police are looking for an SUV. The focus in the murder case against Olympic star Oscar Pistorius in South Africa has now shifted to a detective. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has them more live.
Dave, the police officer leading this murder inquiry has been removed from that role after he was charged with seven counts of attempted murder in an unrelated case dating back 2 years.
I, as the National Commissioner, am appointing a new team to take the long-haul process.
South African Police Chief General Riaf Fiega confirming Detective Hilton Botha is off the case. Pistorius' bail hearing has been adjourned for another day. His defense says he should be granted bail because he shot his girlfriend accidentally. Dave.
Simon, the shovels and the snowblowers are out in the Midwest. A nasty storm from Colorado to Illinois could dump well over a foot in some areas.
Transportation officials in Kansas now reporting zero visibility from the Oklahoma border to Wichita. They don't want to panic anyone, but they are asking people to stay off the roads.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Kansas City, Missouri, where the airport has just been closed. Areas of the south are getting hit, too. The concern in Arkansas is a thick glaze of dangerous ice. A man's in critical condition in Georgia after surviving a plane crash last night near this woman's home.
We heard some noises and the dogs were barking, and we couldn't figure out what they were barking at.
Investigators say the small jet overran a runway as it landed and crashed. Five others died. There was another survivor, but we don't know how badly that person was hurt. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Several groups of doctors are out with a new diagnosis on a lot of medical tests and procedures we may not need. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, the focus of this new campaign by doctors from dozens of specialties is this. When you get an exam, ask your doctor,
why do I need that test? What is it going to show us that will have benefit to me as a patient?
That's Daniel Wolfson of the American Board of Internal Medicine, one of the groups part of the Choose Wisely campaign, out with a list of tests, therapies, and procedures you might not need. Among them, no cough and cold medicines for kids under age 4, no oral antibiotics for acute ear infections, and no CT scans to check minor head injuries in children. Dave.
Rich, the number of U.S. previously owned homes that were sold in January rose slightly from December to the second highest level in 3 years. Also on the economic front, the government reports there was no inflation last month, and there was this increase in the number of first-time jobless claims, up 20,000 to 362,000. On Wall Street, the Dow's down another 61 points. The Oscars are Sunday night, and there isn't much drama in one category.
He's won every award leading up to the Oscars, and industry experts say there's no stopping Daniel Day-Lewis.
Lots been spilled to afford us this moment now.
If he wins for his role in Lincoln, Day-Lewis will be the first actor to ever win three Oscars for Best Actor.
Shall we stop
this bleeding.
If Day-Lewis wasn't nominated, critics would bet on Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables.
My soul belongs to God, I know. I made that bargain long ago.
Another standout this year, Bradley Cooper in Silver Linings Playbook.
I feel motivated. I don't feel so angry all the time.
Joaquin Phoenix for The Master and Denzel Washington for Flight round out the nominees. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
More American wine is being served overseas. U.S. wine exports grew for a third straight year to a record amount in 2012. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to the second hour of KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is, will be tonight on the spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. right here on this station, giving away great things. She's got all types of tickets to give away, by the way. So I've got Trish Clark's with me. Trish, good morning.
Good morning.
It is 8:05 in the morning on February the 21st. I had earlier this week, I had my days mixed up, and for an hour and a half was telling everybody we were a day off until Commander Gibson called me and said, that Parsons School today, elementary, on today is honoring veterans. And he said it was on the 21st.
Which is Thursday.
Thursday. Today. And I said, no, that's Wednesday. And he goes, oh. And he calls back like 2 minutes later. No, you idiot. It's Thursday. And it's at that point. I finally acquiesced to everybody in the studio and the paper and looking it up on the internet that I was wrong. Today, the weather. What's the weather look like today?
The weather today, it's actually about 37 degrees out, and it's going to be 61 degrees today. I think most of the frost has kind of burned off already. Little bit of wind, going to get down to about 40 tonight. Maybe some rain tomorrow. I'd like to see a little more rain, actually. We could use some before the...
I think we're short. Aren't we short rain?
We are. We had a lot of early rain, but now it's kind of been not much in the last several weeks, so... looking for a good weekend with possibly a little more rain. And the weather is brought to us by Anselmo's Vineyards.
Tonight is pizza night.
Pizza night.
You know, and you need to give them a call at 474-5546 because they usually sell out the pizzas. Because each one of them are handmade, cooked in their wood-fired oven. And so they go pretty fast. And, of course, music this weekend, the brunches, the lunches, the dinners out there, truly magnificent. 474-5546. And as we do Monday through Friday, our Wells Fargo advisor is here with our Market Minute. Josh Wiley, good morning.
Well, good morning. Markets remain lower this morning. The Dow is currently down 51 points at 13,875, while the Nasdaq's down 20 at 3,144, and the S&P 500's down 7 at 1,504. Oil's down $2.51 at $92.76 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.16%. Gold's up 90 cents at $1,578, while silver's up a dime at $28.67 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's up 43 cents at $94.35, Walmart's up $2.11 at $71.30, while AT&T's down 2 dimes at $35.25. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh. Thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. They will give you the information, good information on what you should do with your investments. Or head on down to Park Marina Drive and drop by and see Josh and Kathy and Susan and Chris. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come back. We've got a bunch of things to talk about here. The editorial in the paper today about the Reading Community Access Channel. We're going to talk about that. Obama considers weighing in on the case at the Supreme Court level to overturn Proposition 8 in the, that the people
in the
state of California voted on to make gay marriage, not to allow gay marriage. And now he's considering weighing in on the case, even though it goes against what he had said and everything he has said before that about letting states make that decision. That, Second Amendment, the amount of bullets that are being bought by the government, you name it, we're gonna talk about it. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I'm feeling funky.
Well, that's, I bet you didn't know Trish could play the guitar. That's Trish. Trish Clark, playing the guitar. Hit those licks. And that's Bob and I in the background singing.
Whatever the music is.
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Community Radio for the North State, 530-605-456. We're going to kind of throw this one open today. We have a bunch of things to talk about. But if you want to come back and talk about Facebook again, Brian, this is the time to do it. 8:13 in the morning, February the 21st. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why Shasta Gas Propane? Because their prices are competitive. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County, senior and veterans discounts, and locally owned, family operated. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. All right. You remember Pete Domenici?
I do.
This guy
was talking about running for president at one
running
point.
Running for president. This guy came out of New Mexico. He was like, didn't he had some kind of big federal job? I mean, when you, they would talk to him. He was like the dean.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what it is. I don't know. You know what? It's got, you know, I don't know if it's because you're a senator or what. He just came out and admitted that he fathered a child after having an extramarital affair with another senator's daughter. And he's got a son 30 years old.
And you, but here's the deal. Do you know they probably, well, he's a Republican. So they, when they vetted him to run for president, that undoubtedly would have come out about his past. If he'd have been a Democrat, then they wouldn't have found that out because they get a free pass on anything they've done because it's just, they're being human and after all, it's not relevant. It's their personal life.
Well, you know what it is, it's not that, you know what, it's, Republicans will beat their people up over this. Oh, you're horrible. Where Democrats will name buildings and roads after their, after
well,
the people
exactly.
get caught
and,
like
and they
that.
Get beat up worse by their own people. The other party or the media doesn't have to do anything to Republicans because we eat our own youth. I mean, we just really go after each other and as, I'm always appalled at every time someone starts to rise in the Republican Party, how badly the Republican establishment goes after them. It makes it very difficult to think about running for higher office as a Republican.
Well, you know, the guy and the woman is, I won't have to give her name, but her father is U.S. Senator and Nevada Governor, Paul Laxalt.
Well, I mean, yeah, don't give her name.
Well, well, it's in the paper here, but I mean, okay, her name is, anyway.
Irrelevant.
But that, I mean, that guy's a big guy too, Governor of Nevada.
And so, I know.
And so Domenici's 80 years old. I mean, come on. 80 years old. So he was 50. I mean, he was 50. He's already got 8 kids with his wife.
Yeah. Do you know, one of the things I heard
you know what? They ought to be just, they just ought to spray them down with bug spray as soon as they're elected. You know, do something.
On the way into the station this morning, I decided that I think maybe you and I, Carl, are off step. Do you know that the president's popularity is now at 63%?
Highest it's ever been. What? I mean, what's the question? Is the question is do you like Obama? Do you like President Obama better than Azerbaijan or the Ayatollah of Iran? Is that it? And if it is, 63% of the people say, yeah. But then the other 34% don't.
I can't figure out what the question can be that you can come up with. I mean, 63% of the people think he's doing a good job. He's not even doing a job. He's out campaigning. He hasn't done anything normal elected president does in 5 years.
I don't know. You know,
he's on the trail. He's out selling
that may
his...
be.
On a soapbox, but he doesn't deal with the Congress. He doesn't get briefings when things like Benghazi are going on.
He doesn't get awakened.
He doesn't get awakened. He doesn't make any decisions. He doesn't meet with his Security Council.
He doesn't meet with the press
advisors.
Anymore. They're all complaining because the only people he meets
He's not even
with,
in Washington, D.C., yeah, so MSNBC. How can he be doing anything? He comes up with a deal for sequester. Throws it all out there. It's his deal. He writes it. He gets it passed. He signs it. And now he's trying to blame the Republicans, which, by the way, I think they ought to let this whole thing go through and let it happen because they're not cutting enough. I think it's a great start. Let's do this cut. Let's let it go through. See how much is actually hit, which is not going to be anywhere near what he's threatening.
I understand. It's, you know, you're talking about, you know, the amount of money is like 3% of what they spend yearly anyway. I mean, it's not like it's a huge.
It's a drop.
And it's not going to shut down the military.
It's not going to shut down
anything.
It's not going
to shut down Social Security. They you know, the national monuments, they'll shut them down. You know, the people, they'll lay off, you know, so many workers until they get this thing worked out. But the bottom line is,
half gone.
The bottom line is that our government, what if it does go into sequestration? And what if they find out that,
nothing is impacted?
I think personally that, I know that a lot of government DOD contracts will be at that point go to a standstill because they can't pay their people. But the thing is, you know, come on guys, get it together. That's what you paid for. And yeah, you know, it's time. And as far as what Obama has
I think they need to call him on it.
You know what? He's,
he's accomplished a great deal.
Yeah,
we should have paid attention to what it is that he said he was going to do.
I did. That's,
because he's doing it. I knew that. You knew that. We were listening. The people who weren't listening are surprised that, well, he's taking this tack and he's doing that, but he said that's what he wanted to do. My
he's
point
been talking
is
like this for years.
Exactly.
There's no surprise there.
But he has not done it under the apparatus that's set up to run this United right. States. We have a constitution. We have separate branches of government. And that's how things are supposed to be done. He has done everything that he has done, 99% of it, by executive order, by bureaucracies that he's created through his czars who come up with rules and regulations that impact everybody in all kinds of businesses. There's all kinds of new taxes taking effect that our Congress have never talked about, seen, or heard. This guy isn't operating like a president. He's operating like a czar, like a king.
He's got lots of czars out there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I think we've got people on the line. We'll get right back to them as soon as we take this quick break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Lighty with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight, of course, at 6 p.m. Trish Clark is here with me. It is 8:24 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say except great people doing great business down there. Veterans always get discounts. Espresso Joe's the best coffee you're going to find in town. And, of course, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. You've got something about Congressman LaMalfa. Tell me.
He's going to be at the Corning Tea Party tonight.
Oh, okay.
And it's at 1015 4th Avenue. That's 1015 4th Avenue. And that's at the corner of South and 4th Avenue in Corning, California, at the Senior Center. And he'll be there tonight, and he'll answer your questions on the sequester and on Benghazi, et cetera. I want to hear the answer on the likability of Obama. That's insanity. I mean, it's just more of the situation that we're not getting the truth from the news.
How can 70%
for people like you, Carl?
How can 70% of the people think this country's going in the wrong direction?
They don't.
And one, he gets reelected by 2% of the vote. But you can't forget that. He was won by 2% of the vote. That was not a landslide. Yeah, okay, look at Electoral College in a different way, but by 2% of the people.
They 63% don't think he's doing a good job. I mean, you guys hit the nail on the head. I don't know how they phrased the question. No one ever called me. They call you guys?
No.
Well, we're probably not in that New York Times poll or whatever that is.
I really don't want to know what the question is. How is it phrased?
Well, that's the whole thing with these is how you ask the question. I mean, it could be do you like President Obama better than a case of shingles? Yeah. I'd say yeah. Yeah. Okay. But 37% of the people don't. They'd rather have shingles than President Obama.
I think the 37%, I think.
Yeah. Give me those shingles. Or would you rather have a diseased yak squat on your face? I'm not sure. Okay. That was what, Bob? Okay. Bob's sitting over there.
Thanks for the visual.
Did that happen to you, Bob, when you was one of your sailor trips?
I've never been to Tibet.
Okay, Terry, hey, thanks a lot. So, you called up and with this, you know, talking about Congressman LaMalfa right after we finished talking about the Domenici. And I was hoping you weren't going to say something like, oh yeah, you know. Anyway, Congressman LaMalfa is going to be in Corning tonight.
Tea party, talk
Avenue,
about this
at the Senior Center.
Okay.
And it'll be at 6:00.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
You bet. Okay. Let's go to, okay,
let's talk about RCAC, and the contract for public television.
Right. Okay. You know, I talked about this yesterday because after being in the city council for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And by the way, I applaud anybody that goes in there for 2.5 hours. I applaud the city council members. It's not easy. You don't get paid. You know, you get beat up by everybody. However, you all need to take a look at your contracting department. You really need to do that. Or whoever writes your contracts, is that your lawyer? And you need to take a look at that because they wrote a contract that gives all of the equipment for the public education and government channel. All the funds, that's something like $70,000 a year. It was, you know, all, you can go all the way up to 86, 90, $70,000 a year. And they wrote the contract so the company that's putting it on gets all the equipment. It belongs to them.
And it's purchased by the fees that are paid.
There's no money came out of their pockets. They did, and now they're using that money to lease the studio. They made it a long-term lease, so it's part of the capital expenditures. But here's the thing is, they weren't doing their job. They were not doing the job. RCAC, that company was not doing their job. They had multiple people coming in there saying that it needs a change. Rod Dinger gave them multiple chances and when it went to fair competition, which it did, they lost. They finished last. Out of 103 points, and this is public knowledge, out of 103 points, they got 40. The Shasta County Arts Council got 93. Another group got 72, 74, something like that. So what happens is on the night is that, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, but it's our equipment.
Go ahead and give the contract to somebody else, but they got to do it without any equipment, and they've got to run the station in a different place because we have the lease on the and we own the equipment.
That's right. Now, Bruce Ross, friendly change at RCAC would best serve public. That's exactly it. And we were talking about this yesterday. If they are truly care about the people of this community, they would just say, you know what, we competed, we lost. Here, we're going to dissolve our company. We're going to pass and transition over to you. We want to be a part of what you're doing, which Deborah Lucero, who headed this up, has offered. You know, of course, you'll always, you know what? We're not going to, you know, as Deborah said, we're not going to keep people out of this. This is a public channel. You want good ideas. You want programming. But the last thing that the president of their board, and I would love to see who's on the board at RCAC. I think one of them is I think is one of the senior management over at Channel 9. I'm not sure you can do that. I'm not sure how you can do that, but okay. But the thing is that he said, well, this belongs to us and we don't know what we're going to do, but you lost. This is ours. We don't know what we're going to do with this. This is the way the contract's written. Well.
Well, I'm back to your original statement though, Carl, is, gosh, city council needs to be number one, perhaps reading the contracts before they enter into them and discussing the contents thereof.
Yeah.
Instead of probably voting on a consent calendar to just approve this contract this attorney, I'm thinking, wrote.
It had to be, I don't know, it was, whoever does the contracts? Is that out of DuVernay's office?
The attorneys.
Yeah, well then, I tell you, Tim Pappas came up, and when he said, this belongs to RCAC, you should have seen the looks on people's faces. I thought, oh. Well, Tim's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about that.
Well, yeah, no, I think those of us who have been around a while know that this is not the first instance where a contract written by the city of Reading has caused problems.
Yeah.
You need to look at the attorney or whoever wrote it, but you also need to look at the governing board and why they're not reading the contents thereof and being real sure before they approve contracts what they mean.
Okay. All right, we got to take a quick break. I'm going to finish up on this on the other side. Plus, hey, we need drones. We need drones in the North State, and I'll tell you why when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Investigator in the Oscar Pistorius murder case in South Africa is pulled off it, facing charges from a shooting during a chase. Pistorius is the track star accused of murdering his girlfriend.
The police case has taken a knock after the lead detective was charged with 7 attempted murders dating back 2 years.
The timing is totally weird.
Balewa Makiki from the National Prosecutors backing a police decision to remove Detective Hilton Butter from the case.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Police in Las Vegas are looking for the driver of an SUV seen shooting at a Maserati before it crashed, killing that driver and the driver of a taxi and its passenger.
Heard a big explosion, like a bigger car accident. Boom. So I looked over the rider and whatnot, and you saw the cab driver car just inflamed.
3 other vehicles were in that crash. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a Hopper.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish
Look
Clark.
At this guy turned out something else. What a great tune.
Who's that?
Chris Isaak.
Oh, yeah.
Wicked Game.
I think you play this music for yourself, don't you, Bob? You don't care about me. You know what? You've just kind of like today, you just kind of like, you shunned me. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. You want to talk guns? You want to talk racing? You want to talk any of that stuff? You go on down to Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue.
I think I'll stop by and just eavesdrop.
You know what? You can do that. Just go in and sit down. Talk to them. It's great. Let's kind of finish up on RCAC here.
Okay.
I think that the bottom line is if RCAC, the people there in the board, we're just going to keep the equipment. Well, then the city says, okay, we're going to give the contract to Shasta County Arts Council. What this does is it cuts off their funding. They will not be able to keep that place open that they're at because they've got, you know, in this high, you know, their high tech studio because they don't have the money to do it. And what are they going to do with the equipment after that? I mean, make adult films or something? I'm not sure. But what it will do, it will put the public access channel off the air because Shasta County Arts Council can't afford to spend, you know, $250,000. And we're not talking like $50,000. We're talking $250,000 worth of equipment that was bought by peg fees that the charter and the city and everybody up until Monday night or last Thursday thought, well, if they give the contract to somebody else, the equipment, all the equipment transitions. And when they wrote the RFP, that's what it said exactly. You will take the equipment that's in place.
And it appears to me that then what needs to happen, and you know a lot more about this than I do, but just common sense would tell you that this is a public access thing. All of the people involved are nonprofit kind of organizations that are supposed to be there to serve the public. So they all need to get in a room and decide if the Arts Council is the best group to run this thing from the top down. All of the people that have been involved, they have expertise as well. There's no reason why they can't all get together and make sure that this public access channel continues to operate for the people.
Yes.
And that equipment become more the property of the people and
it should be the property of the channel and the people putting it on. They went through an exhaustive process for a full disclaimer, I'm on the Shasta County Arts Council asked me to be on their advisory board, which I said, yeah, I'd be glad to do that because I was unhappy with, as were so many others, about what we were seeing on channel 11, or nothing that was on channel 11. At that point, you know, they've taken some steps since then, but it's, you know, it was after the RFP was let out. And it went through a group of experts, two of which aren't even from here, you know, so the whole thing, the whole RFP, and then and everybody went in for a 30-minute, or 10-minute brief and 30 minutes of questions. Everybody did that. So now they want to do it again, but it's a moot point unless RCAC says they're willing to transition the equipment.
And the council, were they involved in the hearings and were those public hearings when they went through the three times or the groups before?
It was the RFP said, and they had, and the council had agreed on it, they were going to have this group of experts plus it was assistant city manager, a representative from the Office of Education were there, and two people from outside the area. One was from Costa Mesa and one was from Chico. And then Gary Cadd was there. Gary Cadd listened to every one of them.
Was that as a city council person or as a prior to the time he was seated?
He was seated. He was just there. And you can do that. I mean, you can go to these things, sure. I guess. So he heard everything. And it was Gary said, well, we should rebrief this to everybody. Well, frankly, Gary, I respect you and all this, but rebriefing this is a waste of time until you all figure out who owns the equipment. And two is you change the rules is you want to rebrief this after you've already made the rules. And it's kind of like, okay, let's have a do-over. Okay, we'll have a do-over.
We didn't do really well on that first time around. Let's do this again, see if we can get it right.
Let's do a do-over here. It's like the ninth inning, one team wins, and the umpire say he wins, and then the commissioner says, let's just have a do-over. Okay. Anyway, but the point is that that's just a waste of time until RCAC says, you know what, we're going to transition. And if they care about the public, because they're not going to get the contract, if they care about, when I say they're not going to get the contract based on, you know,
the performance
before and the previous meetings and all this, then why wouldn't they want to take care of the public and transition that and be a part of what's new? They've got some shows out there. Well, fine. Just transition the shows on there. You know, it's not like everything you've done is just going to be thrown in the trash can, but you got to give a chance to the Shasta County Arts Council.
And if they want to donate their time and continue to be a part of the operation and do their shows,
I'm sure that they will be
worked out.
Yeah. Okay, enough of that. Got to take a break. Then we come back. We want to talk about
drones or Eric Holder.
Well, let's do drones because, frankly, I am all for drones.
Have you had Eric Holder with a drone?
And you're not so much for them.
Well, I have mixed emotions.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Linda is getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, 8:40 in the morning.
Simpson University and Reading Civic Auditorium present A Conversation with Laura Bush, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Laura Bush is the wife of former President George W. Bush and is one of the most beloved and admired American First Ladies. For decades, Laura Bush has championed key issues in the fields of education, healthcare, and human rights. Mrs. Bush authored the best-selling memoir, Spoken from the Heart, and post-administration commentators and readers of her autobiographical book have found that the former First Lady definitely has a mind of her own and supports a number of progressive positions. You won't want to miss this opportunity to hear for yourself the former First Lady up close and in person at this event. Get your tickets now at readingcivic.com for A Conversation with Laura Bush, Sunday, March 17th at 3:30 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Go to readingcivic.com to get your tickets. Brought to you in part by the Record Searchlight.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Mako, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Mako. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Mako, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Mako in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhart, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
All the women tear their blouses.
Good thoughts and his partner found his partner lost
himself. Leonard Cohen. Yeah, hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. Drones. Well, you know what? We have Santos Urban on the other line, and he's down at Parsons Elementary. Does he have somebody? Does he want us to talk to, Bob?
He's going to call right back.
Okay, he's going to call back because he's down at Parsons Elementary right now. He's got somebody's going to interview. Let's talk drones. Article in the paper today saying we need drones. Other people are just definitely afraid of having drones in the North State. What do you feel about that?
Well, I have mixed emotions because I certainly think there are good uses for things that we probably need to know. I think part of my hesitancy comes from the fact that I have a basic mistrust of the present administration and the things, the way our government is being run at this point in time, where I kind of don't trust them to do anything right.
Even the local government.
Well.
Because this is where it would be, is that they're talking about having drones, air cover has these little small drones. They can't stay up for 1,000 hours or anything, but what they've used them for in the past is look for lost people, people with dementia or Alzheimer's that wandered off, or people that are lost. Now, they may not be able to find that person, but they can cover a lot of ground to let the people on the ground search. If we're short police, which we are, you can launch one of these things that can go to an area and take a look if there's some things going on there.
And who determines what they're going to look at is while they're out there looking for that person, what are they going to be looking at that doesn't have anything to do with that particular search?
Well, now,
and who governs that and makes the rules?
We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back, because Santos Urban, our media director and our sales manager, is down at Parsons Elementary School, and he's got a guest with him. Santos, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Fine.
Good morning.
You have somebody with you here that's heading down there into the ceremony?
Yes, sir. This is one heck of an event going on out here. We got a packed house. I want to put Tony DeMarco on the phone. He'll explain the event and what we got going on out here.
Great.
Here you go, Tony.
You're on the air.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning, Tony. So talk to us about what's happening out there at Parsons.
I'd love to. There huge parking lot full of kids. The Patriot Guard has rolled in with their motors. I have the assistant state captain for the Patriot Guard, Jeff Nelson, here with me. And I'd like to have him explain a little bit about the recognition for the veterans that Carol Olson has put together.
That's super. Okay, we'll listen to Jeff.
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I just saw Abraham Lincoln just walk by.
Hey, where is he when we, you know what, where is he, has he come back? We need him.
Well, he's getting ready for Sunday night. I think he's getting an Academy Award.
Oh, okay. What's going on down at Parsons Elementary?
Well, the parking lot is full. I had to park way down the street, and the building's full. The kids are excited. They're lined up, and they're welcoming every veteran that shows up. Pretty much a packed house, and I've attended this affair in the past, and the students here do a tremendous job, and it's really great to see these young people showing respect to the veterans in our country and our flag.
That's great. You know what they do? Every year they put on a great event there, and they do. They thank the veterans. And having the youngsters do it, you know, having them brought up in this tradition will continue, I believe, to make the North State a strong area.
Yeah, it's important that the children get involved.
Every time I've been here, there's been tears. But they're the happy tears, so it'll probably happen again. It's so emotional with the way these children support all of our veterans.
It absolutely is. Trish?
I just say it's a good education because that's how we can continue to educate our communities and have good, strong support for our veterans. But we've got to educate the children.
Yes, and it makes me proud to be here in the North State, particularly our area here with the support of all the community does for our veterans. I've traveled quite a bit around the country, and I've never seen a place that has the enthusiasm and respect for veterans as in the Redding and Shasta County area.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, you know, thank you. You know, Jeff, Jeff used to be the president and the senior road captain for all of Northern California for the Patriot Guard Riders. And you spent so much time and effort, Jeff Nelson did. And we appreciate what you did and what you continue to do.
It was a labor of love.
Yeah, it's gotta be because you sure as heck don't get paid for it.
I've never worked so hard in my life for so little.
Get in the radio. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff.
Okay. Turn right. Back over.
All right.
Morning, sir.
Okay, Santos, we're gonna sign off. And thank you so much. I know that you're touched by this, and this is such a great event down there at Parsons Elementary.
This is pretty neat that the community gets around something like this, Colonel. The Hueys out here. We got riders out here. I did see Abraham Lincoln. He rolled through. The kids supporting this event is pretty amazing. It really is. You guys have a good morning.
All right.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Okay.
All right. It's a great thing. As you come into Shasta County, we have the sign on our bridge that I was able to put up just before I retired from the Board of Supervisors that says Shasta County, where we celebrate our veterans.
That's right. We honor our veterans up here. You know what? And the veterans honor the area, too, because, you know, frankly, it was one of the reasons we stayed was because the feeling that people in the North State and Shasta County and Redding are just good people. You know, I mean, everybody complains, and they'll throw somebody underneath the bus when it comes to small town politics, which I never have figured that one out yet. But it's all in all and overall, it's great. It's great here.
It is.
It's great.
A community of people who care.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as $1 per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Back down.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, 8:55 in the morning. It's still 40 degrees out there. Linda will be on tonight on Spot with Linda Bott. She's got giveaways and stuff. We got all types of tickets to start giving away here because things are starting to happen next week.
Wow.
We got gun shows. We got the outdoor shows. We got all types of things.
So lots of things.
She's going to start giving tickets away tonight.
Yeah. A whole bunch of concerts coming up at the Cascade Theater.
Yeah, we're working on those too. Tomorrow, Eddie McAllister is going to join us. It's Black History Month. We're going to talk about, Reading and Reading and Black History Month, and also the North State and Black History Month. We're also going to have one of the Grants Elementary, I think, or Grants Middle School is going to be here because they've got something big that they're doing over the weekend. So those are on tomorrow. That's just some of the things. And of course, tomorrow begins our Outside the Wire show. It begins at 9 o'clock. I'll be hosting that one because I really want to. And I'd love hosting this show, but this one is going to be Outside the Wire is exactly what it means. And our first guest will be Dr. Orly Taze. Orly Taze is, the mother of the birther movement in the United States who has run unsuccessfully for California, I believe, Secretary of State because that way she could make people show their ID cards or their birth certificates. She's got, different cases in federal courts, trying to prove that President Obama was one, not a citizen, or not even of this planet. I'm not sure because she's got so many laws, but Outside the Wire means just that. We're going outside the comfort zone. And this is the first one. We've got the shows lined up about how the shifting of planets is changing your DNA. Did you know that? And the impact that can have on you. Is the Pope really under indictment?
back to the birther thing.
Okay.
Just kind of an interesting thing is that they're actually, the case actually is reported to have been before the Supreme Court within the last week.
I think I've been getting all these emails, which I don't see it anywhere in the news, that supposedly on Tuesday that the Supreme Court was going to look at going forward with a case that said maybe not, I don't think it was the birth of, but the, other things like from, the Social Security number supposedly is, it belongs to somebody else.
And it didn't come from Hawaii.
It didn't come from Hawaii. It came from Connecticut, and it belongs to a person with this name. And I've seen that before. And it's got, like, several other things. Now, this is going to be something from Outside the Wire because this is, you know, a lot of people think that this is just paranoia and a conspiracy theories that anything it takes because the president is black.
But the point is, if in fact it's – I mean, I don't know how much of it's true and how much of it isn't true, but – it would seem to me that if it wasn't true, it would be just a real easy thing to submit the documentation, put out a legitimate birth certificate, explain the Social Security, and be done with it.
You know, I think the Social Security, and then and release the transcripts from school.
Exactly.
And just say, look, I was a citizen. You guys are a bunch of idiots. And you know, why didn't you spend your time assisting us to move forward? And frankly,
spent a ton of money burying the information. Well, so you have to ask why.
And yeah, well, the thing is again, where do you get all the information? Is it off the internet? Well,
and I
that's
heard
67% of the people think that he's doing a good job.
Well, so, there you go.
Well, there you go. It's the internet. So. I'm not sure. Anyway, but that's what we're starting. And then right after us, of course, is Agenda 21 with, Paul Prescott. And, he, is really, really, got some interesting points. He
does. The Agenda 21, people need to really pay attention to that. They need to listen about it and at least examine the information that's being purported. And if you stop and think about the way we are conducting business in the United States and have for the last 20 years from the local level all the way up, and you can't identify that with the agenda from Agenda 21, then you're not paying attention.
All right. Hey, Trish, as usual, glad to have you aboard here.
Hey, it's great. Done. I love Thursday morning.
Yeah, well, you know, like having, you know, Linda's going to be on the show, all, of course, Monday through Wednesday. We have Trish on Thursday, and then Friday, I think we'll probably roll in another guest host, every so often to join us and to make their mark here. Maybe it'll be, who knows, maybe we'll find somebody not of this planet. Just kidding, of course. What do you got for the weekend?
Lots of stuff. Going to Winona concert this evening.
Oh, that's right.
Stuff going on all over this community.
A lot of things going on this weekend. A lot of events going next week. Big week next week with all the, you know, Cancer League and gun shows and everything.
I always say, people say to me, oh, there's absolutely nothing to do in this small county. And I think, well, if you're not looking at the calendars that are available in this community and paying attention, because there's something going on in every community, every night, you can find someplace to be.
Hey, have a great day. Have a great night. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Dragging me down, gonna stand my...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Criminal charges in a salmonella case. An indictment just unsealed in Georgia. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Lisa, four employees of Peanut Corporation of America have been indicted by a federal grand jury in Georgia for the 2009 outbreak of salmonella. Nine people died from the disease. Hundreds others fell ill. The outbreak sparked the largest food recall in history, and investigators with the Food and Drug Administration found remarkably bad conditions inside their processing plant in Blakely, Georgia, noting it was rife with mold and roaches. And they accused the defendants of knowingly shipping contaminated peanuts, Lisa.
Evan, they've just shut down the airport in Kansas City because of the megastorm that's pounding areas from the Midwest to the South. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Thunder, snow, and whiteout conditions in Kansas City today on the roads.
The snowfall is so deep on some of the highways right now, traffic just can't move out there.
Steve Porter with the Missouri Department of Transportation says they can't